Blog Talk Radio.
You know, it's like I was kept quiet about it, but you know, I heard somebody, you know, it's like I'm dealing with people near me who are saying things that are not true to reality about me, and saying things like, "Oh, I'm gonna be with a girl. I need to get with this and that," and you know, that is wrong to harass me with any type of situation that is not based, that is harassment. Because as I told the whole world, Dove Knight, the artist, you know, the one who wrote the songs, who sang, has always been a gay person. I've been a gay person since I was born. I knew I was gay. I had some very bad experiences growing up. You know, it was about that I knew I was gay. But I was in a closet because society was cruel, homophobia, hatred, and the danger of being exposed as a gay person. As a child, I knew I was gay when I was a very, very young person, but I also know that it was something I couldn't talk about because religious intolerance in Christianity and seeing bigots and hearing zealots saying that homosexuality is wrong and seeing them even say some people believe that gay people should be killed, which is very, very evil to say. In fact, that's deranged and crazy to say something like that. You know, I heard people say that. And that's not only homophobia, that's insanity. That's also death threats. You can't say those things. That's what I experienced as a child. But I never thought I was necessarily gay. I didn't do anything that was gayish because I acted like a typical boy, but I was harassed by other kids because kids were cruel. You know, calling me the F word. You know what the F word is? I'm going to say it one time, and I don't like saying the word because it's homophobic. It's just like the N word. You know, they call me faggot several times. So that's how I'm not going to say that word again. That word is horrific, and they called me it because of the way I looked, and I look like a typical guy, the way I walked. They started calling me that when I was 4 or 5 years old. So they're just calling me that all day, every day. And it got to the point where it was scarred. I was scarred for life because of it. I thought how evil those children were growing up in the inner city. Because you're not supposed to do that to other children. But as a child, as an adult, I saw religious zealots, you know, going to those churches and seeing them say really death threats against gay people at churches, and intolerance, and that's the reason why, you know, I will never endorse any type of belief like that, and that's why I stayed away from Christianity too. But I respect all religions, including Christianity, but I do not endorse any type of intolerance, and I do not endorse any type of death threats or anything that was said at those churches or when I was a child. So I knew I was gay, but I was in the closet because people think, you know, it wasn't a thing. But I'm glad that through education, it has already been shown that being gay is stable, same thing like straight. It's not a mental illness, psychologists and psychiatrists said. It's not a mental illness, has been taken off as a mental disorder since 1973. But I have ignorant people who are in alternate reality believing that something is wrong with it and so on. It's very, very normal. There are millions of people who are gay. There always will be gay people and straight people. I'm not a straight person. I never will be. But the experiences in my childhood put me in a closet because I was scared of being killed or being harassed for being gay. But I realized I had to accept who I am. So I am gay, and I'm proud of it. I came out as gay in the West Hollywood Gay Parade in 2001. Yes, I did, and I have been gay ever since, and I'm not going to back down from it. But even though I'm gay, and I accept who I am, I still face ignorance or people living an alternate reality about it. My neighborhood is still dealing with people who act like they live in 1960. So there are some people who think that being gay is illegal, and it's not. Federal law said that, there's a federal gay law, you can get married. You can't be homophobic anymore, which is a good thing. And housing and directly, it's considered a hate crime if you attack someone who's gay. So, and even though, they passed a federal law and the Supreme Court overturned the gay marriage law, anti-gay marriage law in 2015. It's been legal in California since 2013, 10 years. You can get married in California since 2013. There are still people around me with their religious backward, they say they're religious conservatives. They are backward, and they believe in intolerance or other beliefs or other people who still are not in touch with what's going on with the laws and the rules. You cannot use their religion or their Bible or their Torah or whatever to hurt people, and they still believe that. So I'm glad that they need to have passed more anti-hate laws. They have to, because there's still people who are in an alternate reality, who are not following the rules and laws, who are not respecting other people who are gay or any other minority. And me knowing that, I'm going to be out about it. I cannot be something that I'm not. And I'm going to say it for the last time. I will never be straight in this lifetime. I will never have sex with the opposite sex with a woman or one night stand. I will never be married to a woman because I'm not heterosexual. I'm not straight. That will never happen in this lifetime. That is a fact until the day I die. Until I'm dead. When I'm dead, I'm going to still be gay. I'm always going to be gay. And when I hear people say, oh, I'm being satanic or I'm being mentally ill and all that is homophobic, that's ignorance. They're going to get charged with a hate crime sooner or later for homophobia sooner or later. I'm going to stay gay. I'm a black man and tall man, and I always have been gay. I'm not afraid to talk about it now. It took me years to heal from all that homophobia and other types of discrimination. Yes, I had to heal from racism too, but I had to heal from homophobia and other types of ignorance. It scarred me for life. It affected me getting relationships and doing things. But now I'm healing to where I can be myself. So I'm glad that it's out there. Some people have said that when I talk about that I'm gay, that it will prevent me from being in the industry. It should not. There are so many gay people in the industry, music industry and film industry as superstars and behind the scenes. It's so out, so mainstream, that they are out of touch with reality with what's going on in California, which is a very blue state. So is Los Angeles and outside Los Angeles. So, you know, that's the thing. It's just being who I am. When I hear people say, oh, they want me to be with a woman or I'm straight, that is not true. That's lies. I don't know what they're talking about. They're saying something that is totally not true. The truth is I am gay and I will always be gay. But I respect other people. I'm not the stereotype, okay? All right? So It doesn't matter whether we're straight or gay. We are all equal. I also say that men and women, I believe, are equal. Okay? I believe that strongly to prove. It's going to be a woman president sooner or later, and that should be a good thing. But we are all straight and gay people on this planet. It always will be, from the beginning of time to the end of time. And any religion or any bias with religion or intolerant beliefs is not going to stop that situation or transition. The only way that will stop if the world ends. But as long as the world is going to be continuous with human beings, it's going to be straight and gay and in other animal kingdoms. There are other animals and species who have homosexual behavior too. So it should not be no intolerance, you know, but intolerance is becoming less and less of an issue because people are more educated, which is a good thing, and people see through all that those lies and that garbage because intolerance have caused so much atrocities and so much pain and suffering, and it has to be eradicated for the earth to continue. Because if you allow intolerance against gays or intolerance against black people, intolerance against women, intolerance against Latinos, intolerance against whatever it is, Jews, intolerance against Jews should not be tolerated either. Anti-Semitism is wrong. But if you allow it or whatever other intolerance, it's going to destroy the planet. So we have to be open. So hate mongers use religion to control people and to spread false lies and rhetoric that has nothing to do with the reality of this planet and nature. Nature is evolving, and nature will always have gay and straight people. It has been shown, it's been around since the beginning of time and the end of time. What's wrong is the intolerance in religions and Christianity, or Islam, or Judaism, or any type of intolerance. It doesn't matter what religion it is. We got to be open in order to learn and to be and to grow. And for me, is also to be open and to be out about it and to be happy about it and not be afraid of anything on this planet, because I cannot be something I'm not. I'm tired of the lies and the bullshit that I experience, because I should not be experiencing any type of intolerance or lies or things making up stories about me or coming to me with lies that have nothing to do with me as a person. So I got tired when I hear some neighbor or some street person or somebody say, oh, I'm straight. That is a lie. Or I'm going to be with a woman. That's a lie. Or they say, I need to get with this girl. I can't. That's wrong. Because I'm going to be gay for eternity, even when I'm dead. So I'm forever gay. So, but if someone's straight, good for them. They should be respected too. You can't change somebody who is straight, but they can't change me. Because I'm gay. You cannot change me. So that is the way it is. I am gay for life. So we are all equal. And that's all. I don't want to talk about it no more. Probably going to be a book. I just talked about it. There was a book because somebody said they knew that I was, they knew I was all writing a book. I didn't tell nobody I was writing a book. How did they know? Would they hear me talking on the cell phone or something? I ain't tell nobody. But that is the way it is going to be for me. But I would never tell anybody how to live their life either. Good day, good night from Dove Night.